This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, which is sad because then we're going into the weekend. But happy because we'll be back on Monday. And remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Republicans get a major boost as fired up young men lean right in record numbers. It's an article in the New York Post. If you want to go read it, I'll skip it for you. Just know I've been warning about this for a long time, haven't I? Well, not warning, cheering for it, but I'm telling you right now, there is a generation of anti-communists on the rise. I see it everywhere. I see it with my sons, with their friends. There is a sense, young people are not stupid, there is a sense that this is all wrong and upside down and that it shouldn't be this way. And they don't want to live in a country like this. And there's going to be a real rebellion against all this stuff. And it's going to be fantastic. Dear AC Dome, with regards to preparations, do you think it's better to focus on stocking up on two or three common rounds like 9mm, 223, or 243, or stock up on every caliber of gun you own? Everyone has a different philosophy on this, and there will be a million experts on this who disagree with me, and that's fine. I believe in having the most common calibers, as you said. That's what I believe. Because once all my ammunition's gone, I need more ammunition. And so if I have one of these, and I'm not bad-mouthing all the fancy new stuff out there, the Creedmoor and all that, I'm not dogging on any of that stuff. That stuff's awesome. But I need to know if the S hits the fan that I'm going to be able to replenish my ammo somewhere. And I've got some fancy schmancy round. Where am I going to find one of those? Dear half-decent podcast host, what happens if the global warming occultists decide to use the different crisis as an excuse to stop printing money because it leads to global warming or something like that? Well, let's have a chat. There's a reason I wanted to bring this up. I am worried about something coming. I do not have any actual things to back this up. Well, my theory, I don't have anything to back it up. There are some facts and then there's my theory. Let's get to the facts first of all. They are destroying the power of the dollar, you know. The debt is going to be a sort of world-changing event at some point in time. You already know all that. You also are well aware these people are evil. They want power. They want control. So what have they been pushing? What have they been beginning the push on? The digital dollar. The digital dollar. They want this so badly. And they're going to sell this initially, I have always believed, as being incredibly convenient. And that is what will get most of the public on board with it. You are already against the digital dollar. I have no doubt about that. You understand the control that comes with it. Normie Norma, they have no idea why it's a bad thing. And even if they're a little suspicious of it, they certainly can't articulate why it's a bad thing. The digital dollar gives these people total control because they officially own your money. Oh, I'm sorry. I think you bought too much gas this week. Dollar declined. Oh, you've already reached your red meat quota for the month. Sorry, put that back before you're allowed to check out at the grocery store. It just gives them control of everything when they control your money. I believe they will use the coming financial disaster, whenever it is. At some point, it's going to be a disaster. And no, I'm not saying that's going to be tomorrow, but when the world starts moving off the dollar and our debt crisis really, really hits ahead, it's going to be disaster stuff. I believe that's what they will use to get people away from the dollar. And maybe you're screaming right now, Jesse, that doesn't make sense because it's still supposed to be tied to it. It will be such a scary, confusing time that will be an easier sell for these people who are trying to move us into it. Oh my gosh, debt crisis. We have to cut this. We have to cut that. You know what? We have no choice but to go digital dollar. I could see it coming. Telling you, I see it coming. Jesse, how do I make your hamburger bun garlic bread? Oh, well, I don't know that I can give out family recipes like that on the radio. I don't think that's that. All right. I'm going to give out this family recipe for my white trash hamburger bun garlic bread, and I'm going to give it out one time. There's never going to be a second one. What you're about to hear is the only time you will ever hear how to make the world's greatest garlic bread. Are you ready? All right, so you go grab some hamburger buns at the grocery store. Use the hamburger buns for whatever you're making, burgers, sloppy joes, chicken sandwiches, doesn't matter. Just make sure you use the hamburger buns. Once they start to get a little bit stale, you've generally got two or three buns kind of in that little twisted up bag there in the end. That's when it's prime time to make garlic bread out of the hamburger buns. And here's how you do it. You turn on your oven, turn it on broil to 450 or 500. You take the hamburger buns, you take butter, and you spread a thin layer of butter over the top of the hamburger bun. Then garlic powder, a little bit of garlic powder on the hamburger bun. Put it on a little cookie sheet, right in the oven. Make sure you keep your eyes on it. It burns really easy. As soon as it's nice and brown, right back out of the oven. That is the Kelly family recipe for garlic bread out of hamburger buns. There. Never again will that be given out on the show. Jesse, I just closed a business transaction with a client in his 40s who's a Marine and actively involved in the reserves. He plays things pretty close to the vest, so it's tough to get a read on his personal interests other than being a proud family man and veteran. Any gift suggestions would be much appreciated. Dudes love knives. Remember something. By your husband, your friend, your whatever, you can always buy them a cool knife and they will appreciate it. And they will stash it various places. It's not just weapons that I have stashed. It's not just guns that I have stashed in various places. I have knives all over the place and I've convinced myself, and I've had a hard time convincing the wife, that they're all necessary wherever they are. No. We need to have this one here just in case this happens. And you should see the look on her face whenever I'm explaining in detail. Look, how do I know gang activity in our neighborhood is not going to pick up, right? I understand it hasn't been a major problem thus far, but you can never be too careful, honey. Jesse, why vote for the do-nothing Republicans? All they do is hold committee hearings and do nothing. They tell us to vote for them and send them money and then give nothing. They give Democrats everything they ask for and tell us what a big win it is. When Trump won and had the majority, all they did was fight him. So why vote Republican? It's not the first one of these I've had. Why vote Republican? And I've had an internal conversation along these lines many times. Why vote Republican? I got really mad during all the COVID stuff when all the Republicans were COVID tyrants too. No, lock this down, close this, you're not allowed to open that. I began asking myself that question a lot. Why Republican? And the Republican Party has not given me the ammo I need to push back on what you just said. And that's a shame, a disgrace on the Republican Party. I'm going to keep voting Republican, keep getting involved in the primaries, more involved than we've ever been, to try to change the Republican Party. But if you sit there right now and tell me, Jesse, this party sucks, they're just as bad as the Democrats, they don't do anything, I'm walking away and not voting Republican, you're not going to hear me screaming what an idiot you are and how wrong you are. That's a very understandable position. when I sat there and I watched 15 Republicans in the Senate join with the Democrats to pass a gun control bill after that Uvalde school shooting, man, that's as steamed as I've been in a long time. And then they did the same thing with that gigantic bill, that big omnibus bill they passed in a lame duck Congress. You remember they did that in January? The Republicans had just taken back the House, and Mitch McConnell and all of his other swamp buddies.
The president has, I think, been too slow to keep the commitments that he's made publicly, but at least he's supporting the effort. I think he could have done it more skillfully, but he is supporting the effort.
Yeah, Mitch McConnell got a bunch of Republicans to sign on to fund everything Democrats want. Big old funding bill. Still steams me. All right, enough. We have a ton more we have to get to, and we have less than an hour to do it, so this is going to be rapid. Mega, mega rapid, Chris. You know what else needs to be rapid? You getting to MyPillow.com. The race is officially on. You see, you're not shopping, you're racing. When the six-piece towel set goes on sale like it is, MyPillow's amazing USA cotton six-piece towel set, when it gets 50% off, like it is right now, it's $39.99, they sell out. They sell out every single time because this is what people do. People go buy multiples. When you can pay half, you go buy two. Now you're set. Two towel sets is all you need. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths. You have to get to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, and use the promo code Jesse, and you have to do it before they sell out, because as soon as they sell out, well, that's pretty much it for the sale every time. MyPillow.com, radio listener special square, promo code Jesse, or call them. 800-845-0544. Go get the greatest towels ever. We'll be back. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. U.S. Supreme Court makes announcement concerning argument Trump is disqualified to run under the 14th Amendment. Essentially, what the Supreme Court is going to do, what they're expected to do sooner rather than later, is consider whether or not to take this case. What is the case? John Castro versus Donald Trump. Don't worry about memorizing the Castro thing. None of that stuff matters. What you need to know is the Supreme Court, it looks like they're going to be all over deciding whether or not he can be removed from the ballot. One would hope this would be a slam dunk easy case for a court that is supposed to be to the right. I'm worried a lot. I'm worried about this. And this is part of the reason why I'm worried. They already tried to kill one of them. They tried to kill Kavanaugh. They continue to protest in front of their homes. I'm very concerned about the Supreme Court, and specifically the justices on the Supreme Court. I'm concerned about them feeling too threatened to rule against the system. It's the same reason I shared my concerns about Trump's jury. Remember, we've been talking about the various juries that are going to oversee the Trump trials. And people wrote in, understandably, in places about like Fulton County, Georgia, saying, hey, Jesse, I realize Fulton County's bad, but there are lots of it. You know, 25% of it's very red. You're going to get some people on there. Oh, I know that there's a good chance we can get a Republican or two on the jury. But what kind of a Republican? Do you see what I mean? What kind of a Republican is going to get on the jury? Oh, don't worry, we'll have one or two. Okay, well, is it going to be you? If it's you, I'm not worried. If it's Norm, well, how many threatening phone calls does Norm have to get? How many intimidating emails does his wife have to get before Norm decides it might just serve his interest and the interest of his family to rule, to decide a certain way in the Trump case? You see, I'm very worried about the intimidation of these people, big time, big time. All right, whatever. Let's get to this. Hey, Shogun, why is my Colorado employer calling a meeting because of a shooting that happened in Florida? Don't worry, there are two separate meetings. One is for African-American employees, and the other is for allies of African-American employees. They just want us to talk about this issue, Jesse, just not with each other. Look, this is the corporate world now. The corporate world has completely been overrun with all this cultural Marxist filth. It's left the college campus. That's what was so damaging about letting it fester in the education system for so long. We let it sit in there and fester and fester and fester and fester. Well, eventually it left. Of course, it was going to bubble over eventually. It bubbled over right into the corporate environment, where now on a regular basis, the bigger, the more powerful the company, it's not that they're more likely to be some hardened capitalists. The bigger, more powerful the company, the more likely it is they're a bunch of cultural Marxist losers with pronouns in their email signatures. That's the truth. It's crazy to think about, but it's true. Jesse, I just wanted to let you know I'm currently in the process of having my fourth anti-communist baby. Wife and I are going into the labor room now, but I'm still listening to your show in one ear. Thanks for all you do. You made the right choice, my friend. You made the right choice. Half of you needs to be paying attention to your wife, making sure she's taken care of. The other half needs to be you taking care of your country and digging into the tough issues like we deal with on this show every single day.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
Did you hear Heavy D go after this reporter? It was wonderful.
First of all, I did not allow anything with that. Well, listen, excuse me. I'm not going to let you accuse me of committing criminal activity. I am not going to take that. I am not going to take that. So you should, you want to have a civil conversation, that's one thing. Try to say that I'm letting, that guy was Baker acted. He should have been ruled ineligible, but they didn't involuntarily commit him, and so they weren't. No. There is the truth. There is something about the truth. It's not everyone doesn't have their own truth. No. You don't get to come here and blame me for some madman. That is not appropriate, and I'm not going to accept it.
That's not bad. That's exactly how these people should be treated, like crap, because that's who they are. Crap. Oracle, past hump day, you said you've known Buck a long time. How did you first meet Buck? Buck Sexton, of course, is who he's talking about. I don't remember. See, I was running for Congress back in the day. Back in 2008, 2009, I was running for Congress. And when you're running for Congress, you try to get in as much media as humanly possible. Fox News, radio, doesn't matter what it is. You want to get on as much media as humanly possible. And I remember I used to have to fly to New York City quite a bit because this is before all the Zoom stuff where everyone just did interviews from everywhere. If you wanted to do media, a lot of media, you had to be in New York City, man. New York City is where it all was. And I'm almost positive it was one of those things when I was running for office, and he was probably a paid contributor to one of those shows or something like that. And we ended up in the same place. I don't know. It's wild, though, that I've known him for so long. And now we're both here with Premier. It's crazy. It's also wild to me that you don't have 3 months worth of food in your house. That's crazy. I mean, non-perishable food. Food that'll be fine when the lights go out. And, well, Jesse, what's going to happen? Man, I don't know. Nobody knows. I think a reasonable person would look around right now at the state of affairs, though, and assume there's the chances are not zero that something will. What does that look like? It means the grocery store isn't open. It means you have to have enough food to eat to get you by, to get you somewhere. My Patriot Supply has emergency 3-month food kits prepped, ready to ship now. They ship fast, free, and they ship anonymously and keep them that way. When you get this, stash it. Stash it somewhere. Don't touch it. Don't look at it. Don't brag to your friends about it. Don't put it on social media. They're $200 off right now. PrepareWithJesseKelly.com is where you go get them. PrepareWithJesseKelly.com. Make sure you're ready, all right? We'll be back.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We are on dangerous ground now as a nation. Why? Joe Biden's heading over to India. Now, Joe Biden, I don't think he's the type of person we need over there trying to pronounce Indian names. Can you imagine Joe Biden sitting in front of these people making up one of his stupid stories? Remember, Joe Biden's already insulted Indians at one point anyway. Remember when he did that thing? When he did the thing in the airport when someone caught him? And he said, you can't even go in 7-Eleven without an Indian accent. So look, back when he had control of all his faculties, Joe Biden was a bit of a ticking time bomb when he got him around some of those other ethnicities. I don't know that. Oh, you have it, Chris? Oh, play it.
You cannot go to a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent.
Yeah, I don't think we need to send him to India. I just don't think it's a good idea. And he's going to go over there and he's going to tell some dumb lie. My mom was Indian. You know, something totally stupid. It's not true at all. Yeah. I've been in all these. I'm half Hindu. Most people don't know. And Bo Biden died in India. Did you know that? Anyway, vote Joe Biden. Jeez. Jesse, I was listening to your cheery news on the podcast this morning. Got me thinking once again that the only hope for our federal government might be an Article 5 convention of the states to impose term limits and spending limits. You think that could ever happen? His name's Bob. No, I don't think it's going to ever happen. And while I'm all for a convention of the states, that's totally fine. I also don't think that's a magic solution. But that goes back to what I've talked about a lot on the show. We talk about these people and how despicable they are and how much we hate them. And look, it's totally understandable to hate these people.
You said in March that you would go to East Palestine, Ohio. You came here. How come you haven't gone to East Palestine yet?
Well, I haven't had the occasion to go to East Palestine. There's a lot going on here, and I just haven't been able to break.
Yeah, he's a piece of trash. But he got elected. He got elected. We say we don't like Mitch McConnell.
The president has, I think, been too slow to keep the commitments that he's made publicly, but at least he's supporting the effort. I think he could have done it.
But he got elected. The people of Kentucky went to the polls and they chose Mitch McConnell multiple times. We don't like Ken
Buck.
Right
now, I'm not convinced that evidence exists, and I'm not supporting an impeachment inquiry.
But he got elected. People in his district in Colorado several times have gone and sent Ken Buck to the House. You see, all the conventions of the states in the world, all the term limits, all the debt limits, all these things in the world mean absolutely nothing until the American citizen starts taking more ownership of his country, starts caring enough to get boned up on the issues, figure out what matters, and start doing something about it. We don't have a politician problem. We have a people problem. All the COVID tyrants in this country got reelected. The American people don't even appreciate freedom. They don't even understand what freedom is anymore. They'll go out and elect a mayor and a governor that just destroyed their business, put masks on their face, wrecked their child's learning, and they'll run down to the polls and hammer the vote for him again. That's not a people worthy of a free country. That is the hard pill to swallow right now because it doesn't apply to you. But we as a whole, we as a people, we do not deserve freedom. That's why we're losing it. That's why it's being taken away from us, because we're giving it away. We don't care enough to fight for it. We don't care enough to keep it. We don't care enough to show up in the primaries. We don't care enough to be activists. And again, this doesn't apply to you. So what? It's like we're talking till we're blue in the face. We have a people problem. We keep voting for these freaking losers. Dear neocon hater, I ate at Red Lobster last night, got their unlimited shrimp for $20. Gosh, that's a great deal. I was able to eat 26 shrimp. I only had 4 Cheddar Bay biscuits to be able to eat more shrimp. How many do you think your freakishly big body would be able to put down? How many shrimp could I eat from Red Lobster? Well, if I didn't eat any Cheddar Bay biscuits, that always is what dooms me. As I start digging into the Cheddar Bay biscuits, I have them before my meal. I have them with my salad with blue cheese. They go perfectly with the blue cheese dressing on the salad. And then I eat them with my meal. You know, I dip them in the shrimp scampi butter. I'm normally a 3-biscuit-a-meal guy. If I cut that down to zero, and I'm not saying I'm going to do that. I don't hate myself. But if I were to cut that down to zero, I bet I could eat 30 shrimp. I bet I could eat 30 shrimp. Now, I realize that's not a lot, but I can't eat as much as I used to. I don't know if that's weird. What, Chris? What do you mean everything that comes with it? I get shrimp scampi there. I don't have anything with it but lemon, garlic, butter, deliciousness, Chris. Just the shrimp? Just the shrimp? I could eat 30 shrimp. I think I could eat 30 shrimp. I could, and I would eat 30 shrimp. You know, speaking of meat, you know what sucks about grocery stores? At least the two in my area. We have H-E-B and Kroger here in Texas. Everyone has different brands, I know, but they're owned by these big corporations, these big companies that are actually woke trash. Woke gutter trash. Both grocery stores. But what am I supposed to do? It's the only two grocery stores in the area. What we've decided to do is we buy as little from there as possible. Meat is a no-brainer. You'll never catch me buying meat at the grocery store. I have Good Ranchers. Good Ranchers gives me better meat, 100% American-sourced meat, and they deliver it to my home. That's what Good Ranchers does. So I can have better meat than my grocery store from a company that loves this country, and they'll deliver it to my door. Why would I ever buy meat in the grocery store again? All you have to do is go to goodranchers.com. Look at their different boxes that you can get a subscription to. And when you get a subscription right now, 2 years worth of free ground beef with it. That's ridiculous. GoodRanchers.com, code Jesse is what gets you that deal. So go get it, all right? GoodRanchers.com, code Jesse. Dear manscaping artist, if asked, would you agree to moderate a GOP debate? Yes, I would agree to moderate a GOP debate. I do not believe the candidates would accept a GOP debate with me moderating, and they probably shouldn't. That'd probably be a bad idea. Dear Patriot, tell your listeners another great place to meet anti-communist dimes and dudes are car shows. Look for local cars and coffee shows. They meet once a month on Saturday in most mid to large cities. Anyone can attend. You know, car shows are actually a good place. I don't know about meeting dimes or dudes there, but they're a fun place, I'll tell you that. Show Dog Shogun. I know you've kind of given up hunting, but I need menu whisperer input. What do you think giraffes taste like? If I had the means, I'd do an African shooting safari, but the legal ones where the thousands you drop support nature conservation. Huh. I bet giraffe tastes like horse, but I've never had horse either, but it kind of looks like a horse. Their legs really remind, that leg really screams horse to me. What, Chris? What? Yeah, I guess you could say chicken. That's the answer. Chris, can you people allow eat giraffes? Are Jews allowed to eat giraffes? You think so? Well, would you look up the rules, please, so we can figure this out? Anyway, I don't think it would be good. Remember, you remember what tastes good? Fat. Fat is what tastes good. The more fat, the more flavor. The giraffes don't look like they have an ounce of fat on them. No, you don't. Look, if you want to, you want flavor? You go with fat.
But frankly, you know, I think we need to find, and we've dealt with this before. I lived in Miami. I was a migrant, an immigrant in Miami in the 80s. You'll remember when we had the Mariel boat lift. Yes. 125,000 Cubans came in a matter of 6 months. It put tremendous stress on a city, on a community, on the social services. They need to.
That's where the flavor is. Dear Maximum Shogun. I know it's a long way out from the primary votes being cast, but like most people, I can't help but be curious. I know most pundits can't be trusted about the current state of events for the presidential campaigns because everyone besides you is leaning hard for their guy or constantly yelling how the other one can't win. So understanding that we have a long way yet to go, how do you think the DeSantis campaign is going? Is it really a big of a disaster as hardcore Trump folks claim, or is Heavy D just pacing himself getting going? How do I think the DeSantis campaign is going?
I think it's fine. It's just too early with all these campaigns. Look, you can't rule out anybody right now with an insane year like this. And as far as the DeSantis campaign goes, look, from what I understand, they're raising good money. Ground game's fine. It's very early. He certainly has a long way to go if he wants to try to overtake Trump. So he's going to have to make more of a splash, but certainly nothing to panic about if you're them or celebrate about if you're anyone else. It's early. That's all. It's early. All right. One more segment. As many questions as I can do. Next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show, and then you'll never hear from me again. I'm kidding. I'll be back here on Monday. That doesn't make any sense. But you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. This is not a campaign that's going to exactly have their finger on the pulse of the American people. So I am really, really curious how 2024 is going to be messaged for Democrats.
Is there any reason to think Biden's approval numbers will get better?
There is. There's a new campaign ad out today. I hope you've seen it. It shows how President Biden made an unannounced visit to a war zone, one not controlled by the United States, when he went to Kyiv a number of months ago. First time a president in the modern era has gone to a war zone. And it does, in the background of the ad, describe that he left Washington at 4 a.m. He traveled 40 hours to get to Kyiv. It shows him striding forcefully, having a pointed conversation with President Zelensky, fearlessly engaging in Kyiv.
So their plan for the American people is to let them know how much Joe Biden supports Ukraine. That's the plan. That's going to be an interesting campaign. All right, whatever. It's time. Let's do it.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Emails
we didn't get to.
Dear better looking than Jack Smith Jesse, if Normie Norm doesn't start questioning their reality and they become awake to what is truly happening, or does start questioning their reality, do you think now would be the time to start throwing around the secession idea? Is it time? Would it work now? How do we start? No, it's not time. It's not time. You're years ahead of Norm. You're not months. You're not weeks. You're years. You know what? Call it a decade. You right now, I know that's sad. I know it sucks. I know it's sad. But everything you know right now about our country, about our system, about our government, where we're going, everything you know right now, your neighbor Norm, he's 10 years behind you. 10 years behind you. Right now, you understand full well that this federal government has grown hostile to half the country. When this happens, nations go to very ugly places, especially when all the cultural institutions echo that that hostility of the federal government. So you know that. You know it's better if we got to go our separate ways right now. Norm doesn't know. But here's what Norm does know. Norm knows he doesn't want his kid going to a school where he has to wear a mask anymore. And this is beginning as the mask mandates start. Norm knows he doesn't like the crime problem that he now has in his neighborhood. Norm understands he wants to move. That's what Norm truly knows. So here's what will happen. Norm will pack up his family. His kids will be yanked out of that school. Norm will move them to Florida or Texas or Wyoming or Idaho or Utah or Kansas, Nebraska. He'll move them to a red state. He'll have a better life. And he will enjoy the work you've put in because you're an activist in your red area. You're the one who's going to make it redder and keep it red. Norm is going to do what he's always done, and that's kind of ignore politics and just freeload off of the labor of other people. I'm sorry, but that's your lot in life. He's not ready to hear about secession yet. If you brought up something like that, he would call you a complete nut job. Everybody knows, everyone with a brain already knows, we shouldn't be living together anymore, but Norm ain't ready. Dear Miniguns, I'm about to win a bet with my bet made with my son and wife. Should I win, and I will, their punishment is that they have to sit through a history documentary with me of my choosing. What's your recommendation with no restrictions other than it's suitable for an 11-year-old? Of course you can see. What did he say? Dear Miniguns, should I win? What? He didn't ask me what the question is.
What's your recommendation with no restrictions other than... Oh, the question is the documentary. I'm so stupid. Oh my gosh. Okay, what is the documentary that it's suitable for an 11-year-old? Oh gosh. I don't know whether I should be nice or not. All right, you know what? I'm going to give you one of my favorites. And it's one you've never seen before. You may have a hard time finding it. Last time I looked for it, I couldn't find it anymore. But here's one of my favorites. It's called The Price of Empire. It's a World War II one. I know you've seen a bunch of those before. It's a World War II documentary. But it tells a lot of stories you don't normally hear. The problem with a lot of these documentaries is they all hit the same high points, right? They all hit the same stories. This one, it came at it from different angles and different stories that I'd never heard before. And I know a little bit about that conflict. And it had tons of stuff in there I'd never heard before. The Price of Empire. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for you. I need to start making bets like this in my house. Because right now, what happens is I have to simply threaten my sons with being grounded if they try to walk away when I put them down in front of a documentary or make them watch something like that. And then when I get a hold of the remote and I'm flipping through and I say, what do you want to watch? And they automatically start saying, please, no, don't. I don't want to, which is rude and disrespectful. Great Oracle. What will happen if Trump wins the primary, then loses in court and goes to jail? Who will be our candidate if this happens? I wish I knew, kid. I don't know. Jesse, you said the reason that we are in the position we are in is because only half of us show up to vote in the primaries to vote out incumbents. I'm wondering why so many people don't think that applies to Trump. He voted for every swampy bill and stuff like that. Look, half the people like Trump. What do you want me to tell you? Hello, Shogun. John Cornyn is in office until 2026. What can we do now to replace him? Well, we can't do anything now to replace him. We have to care enough to show up in the primaries and vote losers like John Cornyn out of office. And we don't. And it's our reddest states that are failing us, including my state. John Cornyn is a senator from the supposedly red state of Texas. You know how truly embarrassing that is? And not only that, won his last re-election easily. And in the primary, he got 76% of the vote. That rhino loser has voted for gun control, spending bill after spending bill. If you looked up rhino in the dictionary, it's just a picture of John Cornyn's big, stupid face. And yet he is still a senator from this state because we don't care enough to show up. All right? Care enough to show up. Whoever you're going for in the primary, in your area, for president, whatever, just care enough to actually get involved and show up. Care enough to send your emails to jesse@jessekelly.com and care enough to put your phone down and enjoy your weekend. All right? Our problems will be here Monday. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.